24 প্রহর সংকীর্তন, 3 days. Each day has 8 প্রহরস, so সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞের ক্যালকুলেটর অষ্টপ্রহর যজ্ঞ আছে, we completed 24 প্রহর, 72 hours. And it was very nice to see that devotees are chanting the holy name all the time. Many people came also, but it seems that in Ujjain people do not know the Sankirtan culture. They do not know what to do. Although we did it for them, but their participation was not up to our expectation. In Bengal, the Sankirtan Yoga, especially in Bangladesh, if we had this kind of jagga, there would have been how many people? 20,000, 30,000 people. And anyway, it was very nice that at least our devotees were engaged all the time. Most of you were very nicely involved. And I was hearing you all chanting, and I could see most of you chant very nicely. And but one thing, always remember that the most important aspect of chanting is the devotion. And when the devotion is there, tune will come automatically. When the devotion is there, rhythm will come automatically. It is not that Sankirtan is we have to show our bahaduri, our keramati. Therefore, make sure of one thing, that when you are chanting, I was noticing that some of you are chanting with so much that is not, at least Prabhupada did not approve of that kind of, Prabhupada never chanted in that way. Another thing is that I was noticing that some filmy tune was becoming very popular nowadays. So many of you are chanting with that filmy tune. I don't know about others, but whenever I heard that tune, I was thinking of that Lata Mangeshkar singing, a Bengali song, and that was a Hindi song also. Jare, jare ure, jare paasi. So, don't use these filmy tunes. And because it is, always remember the devotion. Devotion is, you are chanting to please Krishna. And Krishna is not hearing your tune. What Krishna is hearing? Krishna is hearing your heart. How is your heart? How much your heart has become surrendered to Him? How much love you have developed for Him? So the kirtan should be in order to display that. Always remember that you all have joined ISKCON, you have come to ISKCON just to develop your devotion. That is the most important consideration. And as your spiritual master, as your guide, as your leader, my responsibility is to see that your devotion is increasing. Your devotion is my main concern. I don't care how much service you are rendering. I don't care how expertly you are rendering your service. I don't care how much money you are bringing, because that is not my concern. My concern is your devotion. You make advancement in your spiritual life. That's all I want. Because I can tell you, service, you can hire people and get service done. To get, you know, so many business organizations are getting such huge operations run. That is by paying people money, they are getting that done. So there are lots of expert people outside there, and by paying money you can get their expertise. But our concern is devotion. We want devotees. We don't want karmis. We don't want expert employees. What we want is devotion, pure devotion. That is what is our business. And when we become devotees, then we become expert. But that's another kind of expertise. It is through devotion that our expertise develops, and that expertise is desirable. Like we saw, Prabhupada was expert in everything. Whatever Prabhupada did was, he was first class. Not only when Prabhupada wrote books, not only when Prabhupada gave lectures, not only when Prabhupada preached to people. Whatever Prabhupada did was perfect. That is the sign of pure devotion. Because devotee is perfect, pure devotee's devotion is perfect, he has achieved the perfection of his life, therefore whatever he does becomes perfect. When Prabhupada sang, it was perfect. When Prabhupada spoke, it was perfect. When Prabhupada cooked, it was perfect. When Prabhupada cut vegetables, it was perfect. When Prabhupada washed the vegetables, it was perfect. So that is how, at least I have seen what pure devotion actually is. For a pure devotee, everything is perfect because he is perfect. And because he is doing it for Krishna, it's perfect. Because he is empowered by Krishna, it is perfect. Even when Prabhupada chastised, it was perfect. When Prabhupada used to chastise, I tell you, the room used to shake. It's not that you are shaking. The room used to shake. His voice used to just become so. As it is, you have heard Prabhupada's voice. How is it? It's like thunder. And when the thunder blows thunder, you can well imagine what it is. So we are here to develop pure devotion. Otherwise what will happen? If we don't aspire for the platform of pure devotion, what will happen? We'll fall down. Only matter of time. If not today, after 5 days or after 5 years, we'll fall down. Because why is it that? Because what we are actually cultivating then? We are not cultivating pure devotion. What we are cultivating is our false ego. We are cultivating our false ego. I am the greatest. Without me, Krishna consciousness movement will not go on. Without me, the whole world will come to a standstill. So that is the cultivation of false ego. So do we have only two choices, Krishna or me? Me means false ego. So if I don't go for Krishna, it will be for my false ego. And the result, if you allow your false ego to become inflated, what will happen? For how long can you stay on this spiritual platform? Cultivation of false ego means Maya. It happens, I have seen in my almost 33 years of experience in Krishna consciousness, I have seen many devotees. They were cultivating their false ego. So Maya allowed them, okay, let your false ego grow, let your false ego become inflated. And then when it was inflated enough, Maya said, okay, now you come to me. Come to my lap. You sit on my lap so that I can drink your blood. That's what Maya does. Kato nidra jao Maya, Pishachi Rokoli. Pishachi, what does a Pishachi do? Pishachi sucks the blood. So you get into Maya's lap, what will you get? Maya will suck your blood. How does Maya suck your blood? Do you know how Maya sucks your blood? Maya sucks your blood through your sex life. Is through the sex life, Maya takes your blood away. So, be very careful about your very precious Krishna consciousness. Cultivate it. Very. Cultivate it very carefully. And when you see that you are appreciating the association of devotees, that is the sign of advancement. When you are appreciating the Krishna conscious activities, you appreciate the sadhu sangha, you appreciate devotional service, you appreciate your sadhana bhakti. These are the signs of your spiritual advancement. Sometimes people ask, how can I find out whether I am making advancement? And my answer is very simple. Are you developing attachment to devotees, association? Are you appreciating Harikatha? Do you listen? Do you like to hear Krishna Katha? Do you like to involve in rendering devotional service? Do you like to participate in the sadhana bhakti? These are the indications. It is not that by making the sign of spiritual advancement is not in anything else. The sign of spiritual advancement is not in big position. Oh, now I have become a GBC, so I must be a pure devotee. Now I have become a guru, so I must be a pure devotee. Because everyone is saying I'm a pure devotee, so I must be a pure devotee. No, these are not the indications. Your position is not your indication. Whether you're a guru, whether you're a GBC, whether you're a temple president, whether you're a big personality, this is not the sign of advancement. The sign of advancement is how much your heart has developed love for Krishna. That is the only sign of advancement. And your love for Krishna means your love for the devotees of Krishna. And as a result of that, what will happen? All materialistic activities will become like poison. It will appear like poison. Then you will see, no time for prajalpa. Rather, let me chant. If I have some time, instead of doing prajalpa, oh, this man is this, this devotee is this, look what he is doing. That is prajalpa, gossip. A devotee doesn't have any time for gossip. Because he sees, he doesn't have enough time to chant the holy name. He doesn't have time enough to do Krishna, to read Prabhupada's books. He doesn't have enough time to discuss about Krishna Katha. He sees that he doesn't have enough time to render his service. And he feels, oh, I wish I didn't have to sleep for so long. I wish instead of 24 hours, I had 48 hours. So that is how a devotee feels, that he doesn't have enough time for things that he needs to do. And that takes him to the platform of Abhyartha Kalat. That no time is wasted. Every time, every single moment is properly utilized. So, I am very happy to see that some of you are making advancement very nicely. I feel very happy when I see that you all are making advancement. And when I see that some of you are having difficulties in spiritual life, then what should I do? Should I just keep quiet and go to sleep? What should I do? I have to address that. I have to tell you, look, this is a problem. Don't do that. Shape up. So that is my responsibility. And I expect that you shape up. And if you don't shape up, then what do? I have to take some very stern action, very strong action. Why am I taking that action? Because I'm angry? Why am I taking that action? Because it gives me pleasure? No. I take that action to rectify you. And you have seen, that I have been very strong, very heavy with some devotees. And you have seen that some devotees have accepted that. And those who have accepted, they benefited. At least I feel that they benefited. At least now you can consider. And some could not accept it. And they left. And when they left, then what happened? I'll say that just wait for some time and you'll see what happens to them. Always remember, what we are preparing here is the preparation for our death. What we are actually preparing is to die properly. And what's the way to die properly? To die properly is to die in Krishna consciousness. Die remembering Krishna. That is the goal. You haven't come here to get some position, you haven't come here to get some facilities, you haven't come here to get some money. Did you come here for any of these things? Did you come here to inflate your false ego? No. You have come here to become pure devotee. And what is the goal of a pure devotee? That he can remember Krishna at the time of death. If you can remember Krishna at the time of death, yes, you'll go back to Godhead. It's not my words, it's the word of the Shastra. The other day I was reading in Brihannaradiya Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, that when Narad Muni, in the previous life, Narad Muni was the son of a maidservant. And it is saying that when his mother died, she was bitten by a snake. And when she left her body, she remembered Krishna and she went back to Godhead. Although she was a maidservant, Narad Muni actually had the association of the Bhakti Vedantas. Brahma Vaivarta Puran is describing that Narad Muni, actually those Bhakti Vedantas, who are they? They are the four Kumaras. Shanak, Shanathan, Shanandan and Shanak Kumar. Narad Muni was serving them as a little boy. So Narad Muni actually made great spiritual advancement by coming in contact with the devotees. But his simple mother, who was just a maidservant, what happened to her? She got bitten by a snake and she left her body, but at the time of leaving her body, she remembered Krishna and she went back to Godhead. And we know the story of Ajamil, how he remembered Krishna at the time of when the Jamadutas attacked and he got a second chance. So, when a devotee remembers Krishna at the time of death, in a pure consciousness, then he goes back to Godhead. That is a sign of pure devotion. We don't want to become a pure devotee to get some facilities in the material nature. Rather, in the material nature, whatever facilities we get, we offer it to Krishna. We use it in Krishna's service. Like as I pointed out, that what was the result of the Sankirtan, Mahajagya? We offer it to Krishna. We don't want anything. We don't want anything. Because we know when Krishna is pleased, everything will be there. So why should I separately ask for something? Let me just try to please Krishna, and if we please Krishna, everything will be achieved. So that should be our objective, that should be our goal. So, anyway, today I thought I'll just discuss about various things, and I won't give the Bhagavatam class, it's already 8:30. But if you have questions, you can ask. If anyone has any questions.
Sometimes we see that we face some stumbling blocks. So, how to put aside all these stumbling blocks?
If it's a stumbling block, then how can you put it aside? If you are standing in front of Mount Everest, can you put it aside? Leave aside Mount Everest. If you are standing in front of a small hill, can you put it aside? What to speak of small hill? If you are standing in front of in the middle of the road there is a big boulder, big stone, can you put it aside? If it's a small pebble, maybe you can put it aside. But when there is a huge boulder, how can you put it aside? So when you can't do that, what should you do? Take shelter of Krishna. So when there is difficulty, when there is a stumbling block, we take it as an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna, only by your mercy that I can overcome this. Otherwise it's impossible. You talk of stumbling block, Mount Everest. What is the biggest stumbling block? Mama Maya Durattaya. Krishna's Maya is the biggest stumbling block. So how are you going to deal with that? Depend upon Krishna. Krishna, I don't know how to overcome Maya. Krishna, I do not know how to overcome this stumbling block. But you are omnipotent, you are omniscient. I am just surrendering unto you. So now you decide what you want to do with me. And then, when you take shelter of Krishna, then what happens? Mame vaja prapadante, maya metam tarantite. Very easily he overcomes maya. Then what happens? Then you find that the stumbling block has become a stepping stone. What is a stepping stone? Stepping stone, there is some water. What do? You can't jump across the water. What do? You put a stone in the middle, you take a step on that, and then you go across. So that way you see that what appeared to be like a stumbling block actually is a stepping stone. If you deal with it properly, if you deal with it in proper Krishna consciousness. Yes?
Who asked first question from Rishikesh Prabhu? He's asking what was the secret of Narada Muni's mother remembering Krishna? Is that a service to the devotees?
Well, she had faith in Krishna. That is the Indian culture. Even a maidservant knows about Krishna. Even a cobbler knows about Krishna. Even a chandala knows about Krishna. And they can very well remember Krishna at the time of death. They know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They know that Krishna, remembering Krishna, one can become free from all difficulties. So this is the Vedic culture. Everybody knows about Krishna. And in order to have that faith in Krishna, one doesn't have to be a big scholar or a big Brahmana Pandit. It is not that only the Brahmanas knew about Krishna. In the Vedic culture, everybody knows about Krishna. And that is the advantage of being born in Krishna consciousness. So, it's the faith that one makes one remember Krishna. She had faith in Krishna. Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, I must remember Narayana. So she did that. Anybody can do that. But provided he or she has the faith.
Yes, question is from Champi. She is daughter of Guru Gauranga Prabhu. In letter of instruction, it says that we are in joyous condition. So how to get the initial test for service and how to become enthusiastic?
Yeah. Okay, Champi, thank you very much for your nice question. So how to... So when you have jaundice, then what do? The cure for jaundice, as Prabhupada is saying, is the cure for jaundice is sugar candy. But when you have jaundice, the sugar candy appears to be bitter. Right? So that's why you don't like to eat sugar candy. But you have, although it tastes bitter, you keep on eating it. And then as a result of that, you become cured. And when you become cured from jaundice, then what happens? Then the sugar candy appears to be sweet. And when you like the taste of sugar candy, you want to have more and more of sugar candy. Don't you? So that is how you get cured of jaundice. And that's how you get cured of your material attachment. Material attachment means your conditioned state. So what you have to do, you have to practice the process of Krishna consciousness to become cured of this conditioned state. And in the beginning, does it appear to be tasty or tasteful? like chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion. In the beginning, you don't like it because you're not getting the taste. But then, as you get cured of your disease called conditioned state of existence or bhava rog, then you begin to get the taste. Then you see how sweet it is to chant the holy name, how sweet it is, how relishable it is to hear about Krishna, how relishable it is to become involved in the activities of devotional service. And as you get the taste, you want to do it more and more. So the cure is the higher taste. So you get the higher taste, and by getting the higher taste, you become free from your attachment to lower taste. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
One more question from Guru Gauranga Prabhu. He's asking, Guru Maharaj, you mentioned about different tunes in kirtan. Srila Prabhupada didn't like these changes. How can new devotees get educated on Srila Prabhupada's standard of kirtan?
Well, we can listen to Prabhupada's kirtan to begin with. Let's see how Srila Prabhupada sang. And also in early days, how our other devotees sang. Like Vishnujan Prabhu, Vishnujan Maharaj used to sing very sweet kirtan. If available, Achyutananda Maharaj also used to sing very sweet kirtan. So we have Prabhupada trained these devotees, and they have Prabhupada actually set the standard in ISKCON. And we must follow those standards. And then we can also approach Jayadrita Maharaj and ask him whether our tune is all right, because he is a big critic of any deviation. So, you can introduce new tunes, there is no harm, but that should be done with devotion, and that should be done with proper music. Like sometimes some devotees developed some very sweet tune. Like they may not be exactly like the tune of Prabhupada. For example, Gaurangi from London. She's in America now. She lives in North Carolina. She's a very, very expert singer. She's the daughter of Jayadev Prabhu, who was a very famous singer in London in the early days. His name was John Richardson. And his daughter Gaurangi is brought up in Krishna consciousness. She sings some very beautiful. Another girl who sings very beautifully is Karnamrita. She's from New Vrindavan. So these, you can see by hearing, you can see like what is increasing your devotion. That is the right kind of kirtan. It must increase your devotion. But if some kirtan makes you run to a movie theater to watch some movie, then that is not the right kind of style. Yeah.
Shanti is saying thank you, and she is asking how to be more enthusiastic to become pure.
How to become more enthusiastic? You see, again, it is the taste. First aspect is sadhana bhakti. Like sadhana bhakti is a stage when the sugar candy appears to be bitter. The jaundice state. Because we are in the jaundice state, we have to keep taking sugar candy. And although it tastes bitter. But then we come to a state when we get the taste. So that is the next step. The first step is sadhana bhakti, devotional service and practice. And then the devotional service and practice will lead us to spontaneous devotional service. That will be the state when we develop the taste for Krishna consciousness. We begin to appreciate, relish the taste. So, the first step is, although it tastes bitter, although you don't like to do it, because that is the medicine. That is what will take you from conditioned state to pure state. And when you are in a pure state, then you will appreciate the taste of candy, sugar candy. And not only you will appreciate the taste of sugar candy, you will appreciate the taste of everything that has sugar candy in it. So that is the process of our spiritual advancement.
Thank you very much, Champi.
Okay, thank you, Champi. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, I have a couple of questions. First is that if somebody is attached to a particular type of devotion, particular activity of devotion service, which is actually not the direct instruction of the superiors or the authorities, but he is very inclined towards that particular activity. So, if he approaches the authorities and asks, like, you know, this is what I want to do, and is that also a bona fide activity or is it not a bona fide activity?
Very good. Thank you for this question. Krishna Archan. You see, surrender. Okay, the question for everybody, just in case you didn't hear, like if someone is attached to certain type of service, then should he pursue that service or what should he do? That is the basic question. Yes, one may be attached to some service and one may be very good at that. But devotional service means surrender. Surrender to whom? Surrender to the authority. And if the authority sees that, well, that is the kind of a service which will be good for you and good for the movement, then the authority will encourage you or engage you in that service. But at the same time, if the authority, who is in a higher position than you, therefore they are able to see you, see things more clearly. If the authority sees that it will be better for you not to be engaged in that service now, then they may say, well, don't do that service, do something else. And a good devotee, what will he do? He'll accept the authority's decision. Because what happens sometimes, like, because we are good at something, it may increase our false ego. Now, false ego is detrimental to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the authority may say, well, don't do that now. Just to, help you to first get rid of your false ego and then get into the service. Like, in early days in ISKCON, there was one thing very common with everyone, whoever came. The first service was to wash pots. You may be a PhD. You may be a son of a millionaire. Whoever you may be the beauty queen. But the first service is, go to the kitchen and wash the pots. And by doing that, what happens? Your false ego is taken care of. Then you realize that you are nobody. In Krishna consciousness, you are nobody. Whoever you may think you are, but in ISKCON, when you come to ISKCON, you are nobody. First, that is where you start. You are nobody, and then you become somebody. Then what will happen? That somebody, that growth, will be a spiritual growth. Therefore, the first principle of Krishna consciousness is surrender. Because if we fail to surrender, we won't be able to take care of our false ego.
Regarding the kirtan, I just felt that you said that the tune should increase our devotion. Like sometimes it may happen that some senior devotee is also maybe singing certain tunes which may be from a movie, but in fact I myself never knew that a particular tune was a movie tune, but somehow I liked it, and it's like nice to sing.
Yeah.
Does it increase our devotion?
You see, the problem is that if we go in a little deviation, there is no end to where it leads to ultimately. Like, if you are presenting it to some people, like say for example, we appreciate George Harrison singing, My Sweet Lord. But My Sweet Lord, you will see that there is so much devotion to it. It just churns your emotions. Because that was something that was in George Harrison, because he was a devotee. Although it was sung in a kind of not really a Vedic tune or the tune that Prabhupada used, it was more like a ballad. Right? English ballad music or folk song. American folk song, but it kind of does something to you. And also we did appreciate Boy George's Bow Down Mister. It was a heavy kind of a beat, Bow Down Mister. It's okay, but not okay in our tempo. Not okay with the devotees, but it's okay. At least outside people will appreciate it. So that is That is all right, but you see, like, as leaders of the movement, we have, I mean, since Prabhupada has given us a very big responsibility to, you know, protect the sanctity of the movement, we, in some time, at some points, at some time, we have to be, we have to draw the line. And you have seen, like, you know, like many Bangladesh tunes are introduced, even though they are from Bangladesh, at, say, neo-Vedic, you can say, almost Vedic. But many devotees were very much against that, those tunes. Because this ah, oo, these all came from this Bangladesh tune. Now, do we want that to happen in ISKCON? Now, that's what I mean, like somewhere we have to draw the line. You see, our business is not to gain some popularity. Our game is to plant devotion in the hearts of the people. Yes, Priyavrata?
Yes, this small comment one. I remember His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj gave a class in South Africa in 91, and this is regarding this singing of our holy name in the temple. That he quoted a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, I can't remember the verse, and he emphasized that it's so important to sing and not to extend the words, you know, ending up as you were saying earlier. It was very important.
I see, there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada is speaking, in the purport.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also he emphasized that we are there in the temple to distribute the holy name, not the instruments, because sometimes the devotees pretend to play bumpers and drums so loudly that it overpowers the holy name and you can't hear the holy name. There's an emphasis on the instrument. And in this regards, Rancho Prabhu also gave a class in London and he said, I've only lost my one ear, please don't let me lose my another ear, because devotees will stand behind them and play the bumpers so loudly that you could hardly, you know, sing well and distribute the holy name. So Aditya Giriraj Maharaj emphasizes, we are there to distribute the holy name. Emphasis should be on the holy name, not on the instrument. And properly sing as Prabhupada singing and many other devotees.
And if the instruments are there, it should enhance the holy name, not
yes. Yes. Not
because the instruments are always there, even in Vrindavan, this, I mean in spiritual Vrindavan. Different devotees play different gopis play different instruments. So the instruments are there to enhance the music. It's not that holy name should be without any instrument.
Yeah,
no, the instruments are there.
You were saying that to play in such a way
right,
that it doesn't
right.
overpower.
It should not overpower, yeah.
Otherwise we're not hearing the holy name.
Right.
We're distributing the holy name in the temple.
Right.
Now people should hear collectively that we want to sing every single word.
Yeah, because Giriraj Maharaj knows, because he had been with Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, that's why
I mean, so many times Prabhupada sent me downstairs. You see, Prabhupada was upstairs in Bombay, on the 6th floor, on the 5th floor, and sometimes Prabhupada would hear, those days the temple was just in a small little tin shed, right? But Prabhupada, you know, sometimes Prabhupada would ask, go and stop that. And I had to run downstairs. The Prabhupada doesn't want this. Yes.
Third work of Shikshashana, Pranava Krishna, if we follow it properly, then is it like that, that there is no chance of following?
Yeah, if you follow this, you'll never fall down. Rather, this verse, just this one verse, if you follow, is guaranteed you'll become a pure devotee. Trinadopi sunichena, tadoropi sanishrahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtanya sadahari. It's foolproof theory, foolproof process. Become more humble than a blade of grass. Become as tolerant as a tree. Don't desire any respect for yourself, but offer all the respect to others. And at that state of mind, you'll be able to chant the holy name constantly. And who chants the holy name constantly? Pure devotee. What comes first in Trinadapi Sunichana verse? You chant, but the mind should be, the mentality should be like that. Yes, you have to chant. You begin with chanting. Devotional service, spiritual life begins with chanting the holy name. So chant the holy name, but then work on your false ego. That Trinadopi Sunichana Tadarupi Shavishna means Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That Amanina Manadena up to that is just a matter of dealing with a false ego. False ego is saying, I am bigger than Mount Everest. But what do you tell him? What do you tell the false ego? No. You are even smaller than a blade of grass. A blade of grass? You are smaller even than an atom. You know what's your size? You think you're so big. What is your size? 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. That is your size. So become aware of that. When you become aware of that, then yes, it will become very easy to become more humble than a blade of grass. Meaning more, even smaller than a blade of grass. And the tendency of false ego, do you know who I am? Why are you telling this to me? Who I am? You do not know? I am Mr. Such and Such. Now, is it desirable, that mentality? No. Become tolerant. You can become tolerant only when you have developed this humble state of mind. If you think I am big, you'll become intolerant. If you think you are small, then you accept. After all, who am I? Yes, next question, yeah, from the internet.
What is the most effective way to please Krishna?
Who is asking?
Rishikesh.
Okay. What is the most effective way of?
Please Krishna.
Of pleasing Krishna. It's difficult to say what is the most effective way. The most effective way is the pleasing Krishna. Whatever pleases Krishna, that's the most effective way. And what it means is surrender to Krishna and act according to his instruction, act according to his devotee's instruction. That is the most effective way. And not only most effective way, that's the only way. That's the only way. Become surrendered, have faith, and act according to Krishna's instruction. Or Prabhupada's instruction, Krishna's pure devotee's instruction. that is the most effective. Alright, Rishikesh? Become humble, become tolerant, have faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada and act according to Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Yes, Shyam Pyari.
To become pure devotee, we should practice sadhana bhakti. But for practicing sadhana bhakti also, our senses, means we have to control our senses. Like to sleep less and not to eat in the evening time like this. To get up for Mangal Aarti, but means regularity is not coming, Guru Maharaj. Like for some time we do, but again it stops, and sometime again it starts, and again.
So if you are stopping it, that means you are not practicing the sadhana bhakti. This is a part of sadhana bhakti, right? To follow these do's and don'ts, right? Like what is sadhana bhakti? Get up in the morning. Now if you can't get up in the morning because you ate too much at night, then is it conducive to your sadhana bhakti? So don't do things that are not conducive to your sadhana bhakti. Alright? Okay. Yes, Parshuram, last question.
I have comment in terms of Rishikesh Prabhu's question. He was asking what is the effective way to please Krishna. A similar question was asked from Srila Prabhupada, what is the highest service to please Krishna? His answer was to love Krishna is the highest service. And I have one question. Today in the morning after Harinam, you said that हमें पता नहीं है इससे पाप हुआ है पुण्य, लेकिन हम अर्पित करते हैं आपके चरणों में, तो इससे पाप होने का क्या संभावना?
अगर कुछ गलती हो गए तो पाप हो सकता है, मुझे पता नहीं है क्या हुआ है, मैं तो करने का कोशिश किया, कीर्तन करते करते सो गया, तो ऐसा कुछ अगर हो गया है तो इसका भी फल हम नहीं चाहते. And yes, that is, it ultimately is the same point, like love Krishna, but how do you develop your love for Krishna? Is it a matter of I love you Krishna, is that enough? Or it begins with surrender. If you are not surrendered to Krishna, how can you love Krishna? If you are not surrendered to Krishna's devotees, how can you love Krishna? Loving Krishna means listening to Krishna's instructions. Yes.
One question from Jayesh Prabhu. Should the management people become humble to everybody, including those who are not helping to his cause?
No, in management you can't be humble. If in your heart you can be humble. But when it comes to management, you have to establish. You have to get things done. If you are humble, then nobody will do anything. Right? Everybody will just fall asleep. So if you're in management, you have to wake up. Jeev jago, jeev jago. And they may not like it. They say, why did you do that to me? Right? So that is why in management, sometimes we have to be strong, strict. Like for example, Guru. Can Guru be humble in front of his disciple? Rather, what is a Guru's position? Heavy. Guru means heavy. So for a disciple, who will be the heaviest person? The Guru. The disciple has to be prepared. My Guru is going to be the heaviest character in this world. Not that Guru will put his arm on my back and say, bahut achcha kiya, bahut achcha. Yes, disciple Guru does that. When a disciple does well, yes, he does that. But when the disciple does something wrong, the Guru has to address that and correct him. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Namo Vishnu Padaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sharishati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Shatani. Ya Parshuram, another point to your the Pāpyoi Punnuva. That is the way to offer the results of all your activities. I don't know what happened. Whether it was good result or bad result, whatever it is, it's all meant for you. Nothing for me. All meant for you, for your pleasure. And while trying to serve you, if there was some discrepancy, then that or that. That is why one is feeling that if there is any problem, if there is any mistake, if there is any defect, I am offering, I do not know what I accrued, but I am offering everything to you. Hare Krishna. Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, he enjoyed.
Okay, ask him.